a year after the start of the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Not only do the killings of military and civilians continue there, but last week's Madrid bombings made clear that terrorists continue to strike worldwide. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld spoke yesterday with NPR's senior correspondent Juan Williams and Pentagon correspondent Eric Westervelt about the ongoing challenges in Iraq and the efforts to hunt down and capture terrorists.
They're operating differently than they did. They've altered their approaches. They're doing things differently than they were 3 years ago, and that's not surprising. Just as we go to school on them, they go to school on us.
Do you have any sense of how large they are? Have we reduced their numbers?
The total numbers are very difficult to know. Some people are loosely affiliated. Ansar al-Islam, for example, in Iraq. The thing we can't know, really, is the number of people coming in the intake. How many people are being trained somewhere by a radical leader how they can kill innocent men, women, and children? Well, you can't know that. But clearly, it's more difficult for terrorists today than it was.
Secretary, you say that the numbers are hard to know. Then how do you measure success in the war on terrorism? Clearly, since 9/11, we've had bombings in Turkey, Indonesia, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, and then last week in Spain. Yeah. How are you measuring the U.S.-led war on terror success?
It's very hard to develop metrics that you can have high confidence in. We try to have metrics, and we develop them, and we look at them. And I've always believed that the concept that the president put out at the outset is correct, namely that it's going to take all elements of national power on the part of many, many nations working on this over a sustained period of time. It's not something that's going to come easily, and it's not something that's going to be over in a year or two.
What do you say to ordinary Iraqis who continue to be worried every day about security in Iraq and say security is not improving quick enough?
I think what I would say to people in Iraq is they ought to be concerned. It's a dangerous place, and it has been for some time. But the situation there is getting better every week in terms of schools and hospitals and clinics and the number of people getting jobs, the improvement in potable water and the electricity. And yet we continue to see that terrorists can be successful. They can go out and kill people. And that's not going to change. They're going to be able to do that. We can moderate it over time, but the idea that you can absolutely stop it, I think, is a bit of a reach.
Mr. Secretary, it's unclear what kind of interim Iraqi government the U.S. will hand authority to on June 30th. Given that you have more than 100,000 U.S. troops on the ground, at what point do you say the Iraqis have some say about how many Americans are there or when we leave or how we deploy those troops? Do they have any authority over American forces once they take power?
The Iraqis we've met with on the Governing Council have asked us to stay. They've said they need us there and to provide security and assist with security, as well as to help raise money from the international community. We have no desire to stay there forever. On the other hand, the president said he would stay as long as was appropriate and necessary and not a day longer. And what we will do is to work with the Iraqis as we go forward. Certainly a sovereign government at some point will decide how it wants to do that. And as far as we're concerned, that's fine.
How worried are you about Spain pulling out its troops? Doesn't that send a bad signal to other allies?
The Spanish contribution in NATO and in Iraq has been important. It's been valuable. I don't believe they've said quite what you said. I think they've indicated that there may be something they could do there. And we'll see how
some wiggle room if the UN should come in and
sure.
play a greater role?
Yeah.
Are you working that now?
We've been working the UN from the very beginning.
You've got 16, I think, of 19 border crossings with Iran that you're closing off now. So do you think that the Iranian government is encouraging or sanctioning violence inside Iraq?
They've been notably unhelpful.
Can you elaborate on that?
They have been unhelpful. They housed the Ansar al-Islam crowd when they left Iraq and went into Iran. And now they're back, performing terrorist acts. And they have their own interests, and they are not coincident with the people of Iraq, in my view. And my guess is, in the last analysis, the people of Iraq will decide they want to be governed by Iraqis and not by Iranians.
Mr. Secretary, in terms of looking for Osama bin Laden, there are some who say, oh, it's political. It's a political year. They want to have a big surprise in the fall where they find Osama bin
Laden. Oh, that's nonsense, Juan. My goodness. If we could catch that guy last year, we would have caught him. If we can catch him today, we'd catch him. If we catch him 2 years from now, we'll catch him.
Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld speaking with NPR's Juan Williams and Eric Westervelt. The complete interview is at npr.org.